I'm Lauren, your host, and today we're talking about Paris. Paris is the city of love, rats, crazy transportation, and the rude French. Okay, I don't even know where to start. I went to France, or Paris, I guess, while I was on my trip abroad. Sorry, exchange group, that's what I was trying to say. I have so much surprisingly to say about France. I mean, I feel like I had a love-hate relationship with France because it has so much to offer, but so much happened while I was there. I mean, like, crazy things I can't even believe happened. So, okay, where do I start? I was there for 2 full days, and like previously I said, my parents came with me as chaperones to Europe. And I guess I'll just talk about how crazy the transportation is. Okay, so when you're going on the subway, I don't know the correct term they use there, but we'll just use subway for now. We were warned beforehand that the subway, you either get on or you get off because it doesn't stop for you. So when you get on quick, and when you get off quick, and you need to be like focused and paying attention. And I realized that that was an actual thing because we were going somewhere. I don't remember what it was. I think we were going somewhere to eat or something. But my dad, he kind of had his arm, he was standing outside the subway, but he had his arm in between the doors, and he was kind of like, come on, guys, like, let's go, we gotta get on this fast. And he was the last one to get on, except the doors started to close, and when they closed on his arm, like, in the mid of his arm, and it started to drive away, and his arm was stuck in it, so he had to rip it out. And he's a very big, strong guy, so he ripped out his arm and finally like got released of it, but then he was left there by himself. It was actually like really scary to see, just because it was my dad, and I don't know, it was just really unbelievable. So be careful when you're going on the subway there. I mean, like, just don't be standing in between it, because that's not smart. It will close on you, and it could end very fatal. Okay, next is, okay, later that day, I'll just kind of go through my day. I'm just trying to remember everything I wanted to talk about. So, at the end of the day, we're going to the Eiffel Tower. The end of night, and we went to the part where you stand like right by it, and we like took pictures. And then at nighttime, we were like crossing the street, and let me tell you, the rats in Paris are insane. I thought it was a joke, but like, this is a real thing. I was crossing the road with my mom, and all of a sudden we just see this like animal just like cross the street and then like disappear into the gutter. And I was like looking at my mom, and I was like, was that a cat? Because it was big. It was super big. I'm not even joking you. It looked like a middle-sized cat, I guess, or an average-sized cat, I guess, kind of size. And I was like, Mom, was that a cat? And she was like, I guess it was. I mean, it had to be. And then right when we crossed, we like looked back to like double check, and it was a freaking rat. It was so huge, and I'm surprised it could even fit in the gutter. I mean, these rats are so big. I just thought that was so crazy, because I thought it was just one of those things people overreact about, but there is no overreaction. Like, that is a thing. And so then we went to the Eiffel Tower. It's as beautiful as you can imagine, especially at night. They have this light show that goes on. Super fun. So, anyways, later that day, we go back to our hostel. We have a curfew, but we really don't follow it. So, me and my friend Audrey were kind of just walking around. I believe he wanted to smoke a cigarette that I had. So, we stayed at this hostel, which are very common throughout Europe. And there was like this little fenced-in, like, garden area outside. So, and the door going out locked behind you. So I purposely put my shoes in between the door so it wouldn't lock on us. And we're out there, just like casually talking. And there's these like two like French girls, the same age as us, I believe. They look the same age as us, but I'm just doing this based on my own experiences. I'm not speaking for all French people or, like the whole group. I'm just talking about these two French girls in particular. They saw that we were out there. They opened the door. They looked us straight in the eyes. They take my shoes, my flip-flops, and put it inside the building. And we're like, what just happened? They saw that we were out here. Why would they purposely do that? And let alone these girls looked us straight in the eyes and saw that we were out there and purposely locked us in. And I was just like so stunned. I couldn't believe what happened. So, like I said previously, this was a fenced-in area. So I had to climb this fence, hop onto a garbage can, and then get into the streets where I was running the streets of France or Paris with no shoes, and you had to have like a key to get into the front of the hostel. So I looked crazy when I got up to this door, and this guy was just looking at me from inside, and he's looking at me like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Key, like I don't have a key. I got locked out." Trying to translate to this hotel guy who was monitoring or managing the place that time, and he finally let me in. So I like didn't even talk to him. I just ran in, went to the door to let my friend Audrey in. Got my shoes. We're like, okay, that's enough of that. So we walk back to our room, and there are these two girls again, just like following us or something. And they were like yelling at us in French, and we obviously don't understand what they're talking about. And so I literally just, I sent some, like, I think I just said something super immature to them and like shut the door on their faces. But it was ridiculous, like how rude and how absurd that was. I don't even know. It was a crazy story, a crazy day in general. So that was the end of day, or night one. Okay, so the last day we had there, I had the best day of my entire life. I, growing up, have always been so passionate about Coco Chanel. And a lot of people don't know Coco Chanel, but Chanel opened up her first, it wasn't her first boutique, but it was her like main store. And I can't even think. I should know this, and I'm so embarrassed that I don't, but it's like the shopping area of all the high-end stores in Paris. And I wanted to go so badly, and my dad took me. So we went to 31 Rue Cambon, where Chanel had her whole boutique, and it's very famous because she has this staircase, and along the staircase is all these mirrors, like beside you, and she would often have fashion shows in 31 Rue Cambon where her models would parade down the stairs and she'd be sitting at the top of the stairs just looking at them as they waltz down. And sadly, I couldn't go in the store because it's closed on Sundays, and that was her last day there. And it was sad I couldn't actually like physically go in the store, but it was still such a very awesome experience that I got to have with my dad. And I was just so amazed, and I cannot wait to go back because that's probably the first place I'm gonna go. I didn't care about the Louvre and all these famous museums. I'm like, I could care less about that. Like, this was a experience that I personally just wanted to go so bad, and I would never take it back. So after we go to 31 Rue Cambon, we stop by this very, okay, this is a very high-end part of town. So we went to this like macaroon store, and we picked out these like amazing macaroons, and I think we got like a box of like 20 of them, but these were really expensive macaroons. I think it ended up being like $100 by the time we were done, and it was just like 20 macaroons in this like super fancy box, this super fancy ribbon. Yeah, my dad definitely overspent on those macaroons, but it was definitely worth it. And you know, you can never take back an experience, and that is just an experience I will always have, you know, special in my heart. Yeah, and then we just kind of ended the day with some champagne, a bottle of champagne, and just some nice, like, just a nice, like, lunch, like, light lunch, very European. I think I had like toasted like bread or a baguette or whatever, with like some smoked salmon on top. I can't exactly remember what I had, but overall, it was just such an amazing day and I loved it. But I know I've been talking for a long time, but one thing that I also wanted to talk about was something people don't really see. It's like a side of Paris no one really sees or, you know, gets to experience, but I'm glad that we did. So France, like Paris in general, there's like they're basically like circles, and they're like the more far out of a like circle. So, okay, this is really hard to explain when I can't physically show you guys. But there's like a bunch of circles, and there's more circles that go out. And the farther out you are, is the more poverty there is. And so when we first initially got to Paris, we were dropped off on the outer circle, and then we walked to like the most inner part of the circle. And it was just crazy to see how other people live. And it's just such a unglamorous side of Paris, but something so glamorous about it. I personally just thought it was so real and so crazy because it was just, you know, there's poverty out there and people actually live like that. And walking through it, there was kids with no shoes, there was tons of dog poop on the sidewalks, you know, very dirty, not clean. Yeah, and I mean, that really just spoke to me, and I just thought I'd mention it because this isn't something people think of Paris. But I think that everyone that goes to Paris, they definitely need to experience this because, you know, there's so much more of the world that we don't see in our hometowns. We're very, very spoiled, I guess. Very spoiled. We get what we want. We do what we want. However, there are people that suffer out there, and to be able to see that with your own eyes makes you way more empathetic and emotionally intelligent, I guess you could say. So yeah. But overall, Paris was super fun. Trip, and it's not in the top five places I want to go back, but it's definitely somewhere I'd want to go back to just to spend a little bit more time. But there's just so much culture, and I mean, it's Paris, so you can never go wrong with Paris. So, if you've been to Paris though before and you've seen these gigantic rats, I don't know if it was just me envisioning this, but please tell me if you've seen this before. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.